JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 79, Movies and the Jews.
The American motion picture industry, which became the world motion picture industry, was basically a Jewish creation. It was created by European Jews who came to the United States, escaped from New York and went west to Los Angeles, created Hollywood. So he had all the major studios, MGM, Columbia, Warner Brothers, Paramount, all were headed and founded by Jews, and Jews were absolutely disproportionately represented in the creation of the motion picture industry. Now, they had an idea, and their idea was that they were going to show America the ideal America. Not America the way it was, and not America the way it is, but an idealized America in which everything was going to be wonderful. And that was the genre of the movies. You had many Jewish movie actors who also were very successful. And you had a very small Yiddish movie industry that produced films for Jews alone. I think the main point to be made here is that the American motion picture industry not only encouraged, but it established assimilation as being the basis of Jewish life in America. I would say that Al Jolson's famous role in The Jazz Singer, which was the first sound movie made in the United States. So Jolson was the son of a cantor, and he falls in love with a non-Jewish woman, marries the non-Jewish woman. At first, the family is not so happy with it, but then later on, they realize her great qualities, and the mother especially accepts her. And at the end of the movie, when the old cantor can no longer perform on the Yom Kippur service, Jolson, the son, who is married to the non-Jew, he takes the role of being the cantor, and everybody lives happily ever after. And that became the template for the acceptance of intermarriage, for the acceptance of assimilation in American Jewry. The movies played a great role, an influential role, and they also played it in general American life, not only in Jewish life, because they created an idealized America that really was not true and did not reflect the problems and the issues that then faced the United States in the aftermath of World War I and until World War II. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.